And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville. We got Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee thrown in just for good measure. That's what happens, Boomer, when I look over and I'm reading the screen while I'm just, like, saying my stuff.
Just get it tongue-twisted. That's all it was.
Which is obvious that I'm not using notes, by the way. Wow. Okay. Yeah, Alabama, too. Okay. I know what it was. I was stuck on the Alabama-Tennessee game. That's what it was.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing it up again.
Yeah, bro. Just, you know, helping
bring
you
bring it up all day.
Toxic positivity. All right, listen, we're moving to number two in the Triple Dipper. The whole section here is titled Go Woke, Go Broke. So last night, I actually prepared the show yesterday, which gave me an opportunity to have a bunch of meetings this morning. Got it all done. And then this morning, and by the way, one of the sections was the one we're doing now, Go Woke, Go Broke. And this morning, I get up, and one of the top headlines on 1819 News, State Treasurer Boozer, Retirement Systems of Alabama, deny using any ESG criteria for investments, an article by Will Blakely of 1819 News. So you may recall, ESG investing is the whole thing right now. It's out there. It's massive in terms of its impact on the financial and corporate sectors of America. And it's basically establishing that if you're not woke, you don't rate. Well, what we're also seeing is it doesn't mean you have to be profitable to be good in the eyes of those who are ESG-centric. They just want you to be woke. ESG, environmental, social, and governance. Well, I got news. That ain't the way you make a profit. And that ain't the thing that your investors gave you money for. And that's certainly not what the states like Alabama need in their pension funds and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to hear what Will Blakely had to say. He wrote the article. Let me stop opining here for a minute and just bring him on. Will Blakely from 1819 News. How you doing, brother?
Good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, thanks for making yourself available, especially with me texting you at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll wake up early. I'm always up at that time.
All right, well, good deal. Hey, listen, so bottom line, you reached out to both the state treasurer, Young Boozer, and to the Retirement Systems of Alabama. The treasury is separate, obviously, from the retirement systems, but what did you find out? Are we or are we not wrapped up in ESG portfolios?
So, to preface that, I wrote a story a while ago, which I came on your show for, which was, you know, explaining ESGs going into depth and kind of also focused on whether or not the businesses in Alabama have ESG reports and whether they're involved with it. Well, most of the big ones are involved with it. Perhaps because if they weren't, then they would get all their capital. They wouldn't get any capital. But one of the, I reached out to RSA during that story. I got a response. I didn't think it was very clear. So when I started writing this story where we're wanting to also reach out to the treasurer, I was like, okay, well, I'll give RSA another chance to explain what they meant. They sent me a paragraph statement back, which I put directly in the story, if anyone wants to read it word for word. But essentially, they said they only use ESG criteria in as far as they believe it will affect financial factors. So they're not, I guess that means they're not investing purely for ESG, but if it somehow affects the return on investment, which I don't know how it would, then they'll consider it.
I'll be honest with you, that's about a lame answer. So they're saying, well, you know, if we feel good about it, we will, but if we don't feel good about it, we won't. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and when I talked to Young Boozer, the treasurer, he said that the treasury doesn't use ESG criterion at all in determining investments. You know, they're going, I forgot what acronym he gave me, but the criterion they use, it's all financially related. It's the security of the investment and the expected return. They use that to determine where to put their money, but some of these companies managing that money might be investing with ESG criteria, but they, when they're deciding which company to go with where they're placing it, they're only using financial facts.
Yeah, so and I would hope that would be the case because, I mean, you pointed out in your article that Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall has been a pretty harsh critic of ESG investing. He's led part of a fight against the idea of ESG investing. So it would be a heck of a thing to find out the AG is saying that only to have the treasurer disregarding it. That'd be like, you know, sort of not matching up, if you will. But let me ask you this, though, because BlackRock is known as one of the most, you know, woke of the woke, and they're a massive portfolio, and they have investment tentacles everywhere, and they sometimes drive the market. They're so big. BlackRock is huge into ESG. They're one of the original proponents of ESG. And so didn't Young Boozer say that with regards to the prison bonds, that at first BlackRock had expressed interest in getting involved in Alabama's prison bonds?
Yes, he said that when the bonds went up for sale, BlackRock was interested. They pulled out last minute because an activist group sued the state. And then he said we had money in an account with BlackRock through the Treasury. And at that time, he went and he looked at the account, and he said, you know, he evaluated the returns or how well the account was doing. And he said it wasn't doing as well, so he pulled it, I think, in June or July.
Yeah, which I really like because your article points it out, but Louisiana, their treasurer, he just announced he's diverting $800 million of state funds away from BlackRock. And so you're saying that Boozer, Young Boozer, our Alabama treasurer, recently divested from a mutual fund also in which we had state funds at one point, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's – well, I'm glad to hear it. I mean, that's – so what's your takeaway from this, Will? I mean, is RSA just giving you the stiff arm? I mean, go back to RSA for a minute. That's a huge – I mean, they manage billions of dollars in the state retirement system for both, you know, teachers and public employees. Is RSA literally saying, we'll dabble in the ESG if we feel like it? And that's – I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I mean – that's kind of what it sounds like to me when I read it. You know, of course, what it seems like to me is both, you know, both the Treasury and RSA are kind of taking a middle ground. You know, they're not saying they're not pro ESG, but they're not anti ESG. So, you know, they're not using ESG factors when they're making their decisions. Except that the RSA wasn't 100% clear about that. I personally value very clear language, especially when it comes to the government, because politicians and bureaucrats typically like to use euphemisms and dance around truths. And so if they can't, I get a red flag whenever I hear something that's not straightforward.
Yeah. Yeah, they were equivocating. What my takeaway from your article was, it sounds like Young Boozer's not on the ESG hunt. I mean, he's not like out there on a tear, but nonetheless, he also recognized that the ESG portfolio that we did have some money in, that mutual fund, was not performing, and it was because in part of the ESG activism within the portfolio management, and so he divested, which I applaud him for. He basically said, we're out of there. And he also said that BlackRock had tried to get into our prison bonds, which I think it's hilarious if you get down to it, Will. You point out BlackRock wanted to buy into our prison bonds until some liberals screamed that, you know, bad Alabama, bad Alabama. And all of a sudden, I guess he was afraid of his own ESG score going down, so the chair of BlackRock pulled out. Kind of went back on him. His own stuff came back to backfire on him. All said and done, it sounds like RSA is willing to dabble if they feel like it. If it does, maybe. I think we have to keep our eyes on RSA, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Will, good reporting. Again, I appreciate you bringing this stuff to the forefront, and I like the fact that it just fell right in line with what I was prepping for today's show. So thanks for making yourself available, bud.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, so listen, here's the bottom line, folks. First of all, I take heart in knowing that young Boozer, who's a good dude, by the way, I've met him multiple times. I think one of the first political speeches I ever gave was at a forum where he was at. And by the way, if you don't know young Boozer, he'll be the first to say, my name is young Boozer. Yes, my name really is young Boozer. It made for a great time when I was in a fraternity in college. but nonetheless, as our state treasurer, he's done a pretty good job, I think. And it's from reading the article that Wills is talking about, Alabama did divest itself from a money market mutual fund with BlackRock back in July. And he says, according to Young Boozer, our treasurer, the decision to liquidate was both financial and a response to the company's political involvements. I like that. RSA, on the other hand, kind of equivocal. They don't hunt down ESG, but, you know, it just depends is kind of what I got out of that. So that's the state of Alabama. By the way, I'm not sure who has more money, the state treasury or the state retirement systems. I don't know. It's a toss-up. But right now, go woke, go broke, it's a thing. And it's, to me, it's a clear indication that there's more of us than there are of them. There's more people with conservative traditional values out there as consumers than there are corporate boardrooms. There's more of us than there are of them, regardless of what the ESG score may say. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back about 30 seconds early here, and then we'll jump right back in. Go woke, go broke. Number two, Triple Dipper. You want to call in? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.